This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington. The Dallas School District's Home Rule Commission voted Tuesday against writing a new charter for the Dallas District, ending a nearly year-long process aimed at transforming how the district is run. Bob Weiss leads the group. Bob Weiss, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Bob, you've called the 1995 law allowing home rule a bad piece of legislation. What did you mean by that?
In reviewing the legislation, there were several problems that I came to believe made it inherently weak and problematic to implement. Number one was confusion about what had to be in a charter if it was to be drafted. And number two, what we could opt out of or what we could put in. So there was a lack of clarity. There were very significant voting thresholds. This 25% had to improve it. It seemed arbitrary, did not understand where that came from. You had multiple opportunities to pass it. So if it didn't pass once, it could be brought back. And it seemed to me more of a sales device than a straight up and down Democratic vote.
Well, when you were asked to chair the group back in June, what were your expectations about what the process would be like?
Well, so the way I've described this, it's in my age, I always enjoyed Star Trek. And so if you can think of the Home Rule Charter as a new starship in the fleet called Home Rule Charter, we get on it to find out that it didn't have a navigation system. I wasn't even sure of the propulsion system, and I came to realize that most of the crew weren't sure why they wanted to even be on this ship. Off we went, and I was Captain Bob Kirk with the imperative to find new universes but do no harm. That was quite a task, and I said, well, we'll just do this as we go along. People have to remember this has never been done before in Texas.
Do you think DISD needs change?
I think we need to find those pieces of the district that work and then define those that don't. Under state accountability rules, the district last fall had 43 schools designated IR, and that basically means improvement required. So if we concentrated all our community's efforts without ignoring the kids who are doing well and the kids who can do better but aren't failing.
And the teachers who are doing well.
And the teachers who are doing well, then we can move this district forward.
Can you do it within the home rule framework or can you do it outside the home rule framework?
Well, one of the points I made on Tuesday, we have not used all the tools that are currently on the books before we went to this path. In the last legislative session, there was a bill passed called SB2. And under SB2, the community can form schools, bring them to the Board of Trustees. Charter schools can go to the school board and ask to either do a new school or take over one of these 43. Or teachers and principals could form a school. I think we have some fundamental disagreement about how to help children. If it's not for the kids, then what's the point of it?
The commission chose not to write a new charter, but did decide to continue to meet to make suggestions to the school board. What do you expect to come out of that process?
If we come up with recommendations, we'll take a vote, and they'll go into a summer report, and we'll decide together what we want to advance. President Solis of the Dallas Independent School Board.
Right.
Thank you. President Solis has already informed me very graciously that when we are ready at that point, he will formally invite us to present to the full Board of Trustees our report, and we'll have a joint meeting.
Bob Weiss, thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.